Let's start with credit hours. The incoming freshmen who will graduate in 2018, so those students from who will graduate in 2018 and later now will be required to pass 260 credit hours instead of 240. Let's talk about that a little bit and why the increase, number one, and number two, how many extra classes are we talking?
Okay, the credit increase comes about mainly, we were a little light. You look at the other area schools, and I would say, you know, that 260, 270 range is probably the average. What that means is it's each class is worth 5 credits a semester, so 10 credits for the year. So by bumping it from 240 credits to 260 means they'll have to pass 2 more classes. You look at things, though, and you can make 240 credits by the end of your junior year if you take a full load and work. So it makes it rather easy to get to 240. Obviously, we want to bump up the academics. We're working hard on curriculum as a staff, another area my staff's working hard in. And I think it's important then that we show the kids how important we really feel this is. So the 260 credits came from an administrative recommendation. It'll mean they have to pass 2 more classes. But, you know, if you took your 8 classes all 4 years, you could get 320 credits. So really not that big a jump. I think they'll handle it well.
And that, again, begins with this incoming class of freshmen, which is the class of 2018. So those who graduate next spring, 2015, and then those in 2016 and 2017, just to be clear, they're still at 240.
Yes, it wouldn't be fair midstream to up the ante on them. So we'll leave them at 240, and obviously we're going to encourage them to go beyond that. If you look at that policy we put in front of the board last night, we're going to encourage all of our kids, take those 4 core areas and take 4 classes every year, even though they're not required. Look at those foreign language requirements. If you're headed off to a major university, that's going to be required to get in there. And even though it's not a requirement to graduate from Alliance High School, it might be a requirement to get into somewhere like UNL, for example. So I encourage next year's seniors and juniors, start looking ahead at colleges you might be interested in and see what their entry requirements are and make sure you're taking the classes that meet their entry requirements.